This is an RNIB Connect radio podcast.
Deafblind Awareness Week runs from the 24th to the 30th of June. I'm joined now by Deputy CEO of the charity Deafblind UK, Rod Cullen. Rod, welcome to RNIB Connect Radio.
Thank you, Hal. Thank you for having me on.
Deafblindness is a growing condition in the UK with nearly 500,000 people affected in some way, but it's often misunderstood.
That's right. It's not a single sensory loss. It's with a bolt on. It's a dual sensory loss. It's unique and it often goes unnoticed. Two-thirds of our members are over 70 and usually they attribute a sort of slight loss of hearing and sight as old age. And of course, it's more than that. It's a spectrum. It's a misunderstanding to assume that deafblindness is total and severe deafblindness. It can be just a mild sight and hearing loss that affects your everyday life, such as listening to the television and having to turn the sound up, or in public spaces and struggling to be heard in a conversation.
Many of our listeners will, of course, be aware of the issues facing blind or partially sighted people in the UK. But what are some of the issues that people with dual sensory loss have to deal with?
I think that if you've got a sensory loss, a single sensory loss, then you adapt to life by being heavily dependent on your other senses. So if you've got a hearing loss, then you obviously use your vision to help you with things like sign language, etc. And a hearing loss, obviously, you're very much dependent on, sight loss, you're very much dependent on your hearing. When you've got a combined sight and hearing loss, that obviously becomes a greater challenge. Things like communication, both formal and informal, become a greater challenge. And tactile communication is a solution that we use with deafblindness. And it's great. And some of my colleagues that are support workers at the charity and communicate with our members and our customers on a daily basis are incredibly fast with their tactile communication, but it is still slow and can be frustrating for our members. Things like access to information when you're looking at sort of more formal settings, things like doctor's appointments and legal scenarios, again, become more challenging if you haven't got access to your sight and your hearing. And then finally, things like mobility. When you're traveling, if you've got a single sensory loss, then obviously you're very much reliant on your other senses to get you around. But if you've got sight and hearing loss, that can be a greater challenge. And that's where our members of staff and volunteers are great help when guiding people out in the community.
And Rod, Deafblind UK has just released a report calling on the government to include people living with sensory loss in decision making. How do you hope that could work in practice?
I think it's about having a seat at the table. It's about championing the rights of people with deafblindness. We have an advisory group at Deafblind UK made up of members of staff and our members. And it's about putting to them the issues of the day and listening to our members and then feeding that back in at local, national and international forums. Co-production is key, being heard. And Helen Keller, the famous American author and campaigner who had deafblindness, famously said that alone we can do so little, but together we can do so much. And I think that's really key in the championing the policy making moving forward, that individually legislators can have an impact, but collectively when we listen to those all around the table, there's so much more that can be done.
Well, it's Deafblind Awareness Week, of course. How does Deafblind UK support people with dual sensory loss?
We're the only national charity that solely specialises in deafblindness. We support people with deafblindness, their family and their carers. We do various things and provide various support, such as emotional health and wellbeing support, with trained counsellors available. We focus on supporting individuals with improving their access to technology. Access to employment is another key factor for people with sensory loss. We're also working with schools on educating schools teachers about deafblindness. And we also provide volunteers that support individuals in the community, as I've mentioned previously.
And have there been events across the week?
Yes, it started yesterday with a webinar with our local authority partners. There were over 180 people on that webinar, which was a great start to the week. And it's great to communicate with local authorities across the country. We've also got a live Q&A running all week on Facebook and Twitter or X, where a member of Deafblind UK, Ricky, will be answering questions throughout the week. The hashtag is Deafblind Awareness Week. We've also got information on our website, and there's information there where you can access our newsletter and book an awareness talk and things like that.
Well, speaking about that website, where can we find out a bit more information about the work of Deafblind UK?
So the website is www.deafblind.org.uk, but you can also contact us on the phone, free phone number, which is 0800 132 320, or text on 07903 572 885.
That's like Rod Cullen, Deputy CEO of Deafblind UK. Thanks for joining us on RNIB Connect Radio.
Thank you very much for having me.